A long-missed Hay River tradition is coming back to town thanks to the efforts of the Soaring Eagle Friendship Center and the Coal Crook Fiddle Association, KCFA. Hay River Fiddle Fest is set to return July 14 to 18. The four-day workshop will teach youth the Métis style of fiddle playing and jigging. The tradition had been put on hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic but is getting its legs back. It's meant to be a summer celebration of fiddling and fun for families, said co-president Gerda Hazenberg. We're there to enrich the lives of children in remote communities, mostly. Children learn to fiddle from a young age and they continue on as adults. Some of our teachers are graduates of our program. Lessons will be tailored to individual student needs, with an emphasis on the basics such as developing the ear and getting a sense of rhythm. Historically, many students would attend multiple years, developing into accomplished musicians. Classes are open to anyone interested from 8 years old and up and will be open to as many students as interested. Hazenberg said graduates of past fiddle programs include Wesley Hardesty, James Ross and Elizabeth Ewan, who is returning to teach this year. Ross may also join as an instructor if attendance is high enough. Students will learn new tricks in the morning and then enjoy fiddle-oriented activities in the afternoons. Family events are also planned for the evenings. When the workshop is complete, students will showcase what they've learned at a recital. It's by ear, it's rhythm, she said. We teach the basic tunes, like Faded Love, Eliza Jane, Old Joe Clark. Those are basic fiddle tunes that are taught in the North. So it's traditional Métis music. We will have fiddlers from all levels, including advanced. But this is only the beginning, Hazenberg said. The KCFA is also preparing for a January Jamboree, a 20-year celebration of the society. Several high-end teachers will be in attendance for the celebration. The nonprofit is named in memory of Cole Crook, who was a legendary fiddle player from Hay River. He and three others tragically died in a plane crash on December 31, 2001, while flying to Norman Wells to perform for a New Year's celebration. He was 27 years old. The society teaches youth in 15 communities in both the South Slave and Day Cho regions, including all five Satu communities. He was very loved, said Hazenberg. He traveled to communities, visited with elders, and was always helpful. Fiddling was his thing. Cost to attend the workshop is $125, which includes fiddle rental and snacks. Email Gerda Hazenberg at theedge.ca to sign up or for more information.